I would like to introduce you to a man called Doran Scotson. He is an accomplished artist from East Grinstead. When he was born 31 years ago, he was severely brain damaged and doctors said he'd never walk or talk. But his mother, Linda, wouldn't sit back and accept that and has spent the last 30 years developing a drug-free therapy known as the Scotson Technique, which has helped Doran and thousands like him. This is my interview with Linda and Doran. Doran does still have quite strong speaking difficulties, but it's worth trying to strain your ears to hear what he has to say because it's an inspiring story.
Because of a blood incompatibility, he was very, very seriously brain injured. I was told that he wouldn't be able to sit, he wouldn't be able to walk, that I must take him home and treat him as normal, but there was nothing that could be done, and I must resist trying to do anything for him, just to love him.
What condition was he in?
He was stiff, he arched his back, he had incredibly bad digestion and reflux, his eyes crossed, and of course he had a hearing loss.
And did you know how much about any information he was taking on board as he grew up?
I felt that he could understand me very well, and I embarked on a whole lot of rather homemade developmental programs. I never put him down. I kept him close to me so that he was feeling the movement of my body and my breathing. Then when I could get him down, I began to put him on the floor so that he had a feeling of what the floor was like underneath him and that he could coordinate his limbs from the pressure of the floor. But as he got older and I followed different developmental programs, I found that his abilities sort of peaked at about 6 years of age, and then he began to get steadily worse. He plateaued and then he got worse. Although I had got him to the point where he could stand and walk, his knees buckled underneath him. He couldn't speak in any way clearly, which wasn't just his hearing loss, it was because he had no breath. His ribcage began to become deformed, and I began to get seriously worried concerning his future. I could see that his breathing was a massive problem. He didn't seem to be able to coordinate his breathing with his activity, and he easily tired, and his digestion was never good. And I began to read books on physiology, and I wrote a couple of books about Doran related to the kind of things I'd been working with. And I sent one of the books to the professor of cerebral studies at London University, Professor Patrick Wall. And he suggested that I did a university course, that I could do 3 years in one in the psychology department and then embark on a PhD. And this was wonderful. Gradually, I began to understand that breathing was a major, major, major factor and that I could do something to change breathing. I did various studies looking at breathing in different groups of children with different disabilities and comparing them to normal children. I tried putting children in rocking cots to help them breathing during the night. But the difficulty was that with children who have disabilities, they can't exercise, either because they physically can't do it, or of course they don't understand what you're asking them to do. So I had to find another way. And I began to discover that it was the pressures of breathing on the little blood vessels within the body itself that strengthen the kind of infrastructure of the body and get more blood supply to the nerves and ligaments and muscles of the body.
And this is known as the Scotson technique.
Yes, yes, yes. The brain-injured child has a huge disadvantage as far as breathing is concerned, but you can do something about it.
And yet, Doran, I mean, if I could just ask Doran, you were written off, effectively, by the medical profession as a child, and through your mother's love, you've become the person you are today. I understand you ran a half marathon recently.
Yes, I can. I can do it. Practice
all the time. And how proud do you feel, Doran, of what you've achieved?
I'm very proud. Very proud of myself.
And when you look...
I'm proud for my mother as well.
It must be wonderful to have someone supporting you throughout your life. Linda, when you look at Doran and what he's come through and had to struggle with to become the man he is today, what does it make you feel about what you've achieved?
Well, the wonderful thing is that because I set up the charity to help other children and to begin to teach this therapy to parents, it means everything that I've learned from Doran I can pass on, because the potential of these children is very, very high, and it's really terribly misunderstood. And now I've been able to document everything so painstakingly, and we have our results. You can see in every child it's predictable. And with Doran, because he still receives